Good afternoon, everyone. If you are tuning in or if you're in chambers, you are participating in the Finance and Economic Resiliency Special Committee meeting to hear an item that is time sensitive that we want to try to take action on and move it back to the commission with some sort of a recommendation. So is Kathy here? There's Kathy, and Rick is here from legal. Thank you, Rick. Let's call the first item, and Kathy, why don't you tee it up for us? It's a discussion of Bayshore Park project budget, and I'll let you tee it up for us. Thank you.
Yes, Commissioner. As you know, this is a project that's a priority for the community, and the city administration has been working diligently to push it forward. David is here, and he will explain. We have a shortfall in the project of about $16 million. He'll explain the various components of the project. And with this, what we're proposing to do is to fund all of that $16 million except for $3 million, which is we are pursuing a grant, for our Resilient Communities grant, and that we would like to use to fill that bucket. We're not sure that the timing is going to work out. So if it doesn't, we will immediately come back when he's ready to push a button and identify the additional funds. So we're not looking to have a gap either way. It's just if the timing works and we can get the grant, we'll be able to move forward with that. And David?
Okay, David, go ahead. You're recognized.
Sure. Good afternoon, Commissioners. David Martinez, CIP. As Ms. Brooks was stating, we, as you all know, we recently received bids on the project. There were two bids, the apparent responsible low bid, the Buslam Company Partners bid amount was approximately $32 million. You add contingency to that, we are looking at about a $35 million award, which is, as you know, on the agenda for next week, to award it contingent, as Kathy stated, on what happens with the grant and knowing what, you know, if we're going to have the grant or not. And otherwise, hopefully seeking other funds if that weren't to happen. So when you plug in the $35 million markup, that's much higher than what we were originally projecting. We were thinking we were only maybe going to have a $5 million extra, but it obviously it's a lot more. When you plug it into all the needs and requirements of the project, it results on, as Kathy stated, a project deficit of total project deficit of $16.2 million. That is why we're recommending four things as part of this item. We're recommending that the total project cost of the project be funded, which is 42.7. When you subtract the available fund, which is 26.5, that's where the $16.2 million gap comes from. But minus the $3 million grant. So we're not asking for the funding of the grant until we know what happens with that. Second, we would present, as we have now in the agenda for next week, we would present a budget amendment to allocate the $13.2 million. We would award the contract, as I stated, to the contractor next week, including contingency and contingent upon the results of the grant. And in the event that the grant doesn't work out for one reason or another, that we seek alternative funding to fill the gap of the $3 million. That, in essence, is what we're recommending.
So how does that work in terms of awarding a contingent? So do you think the offeror is going to accept a contingent contract?
Well, the award will not permit the manager to execute the contract until issue with the grant is resolved. Okay. Therefore, there wouldn't be a contract. However, the procurement requirements allow for the or require the contractor to hold their bid price for 6 months after receipt of bids. So that would expire sometime in April. So technically, we would be guaranteed that bid amount at least until that period of time.
But so you're just seeking an opportunity to move forward with the offeror that you've selected.
Correct. And the thing is, David, nor any of us, can not even speak with the contractor at this point in time to get any additional information he may need because it's under cone of silence. So until you guys award it, he's prohibited from that. So this gets us moving forward that he can speak with the contractor, he can get to the point of actually issuing the contract, and if at that point, as he says, we need additional funding because we haven't figured it out with the grant, we'll come back to the commission for the additional funding.
Okay, and then legal, Rick, thank you for being here today. Have you looked at this and you're comfortable with the way it's being structured with the contingency?
Yes, as long as there's a contingency, we can proceed. The city could not enter into a contract without having appropriated the funds necessary, but in this case, as the contract would not be executed until the grant is awarded, we have zero problems.
Okay, great. Members, any questions? And I also understand Commissioner Fernandez is on Zoom, so if any members have any questions or comments? Commissioner Fernandez, any comments or questions?
Yeah. Oh,
go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, so first of all, thanks for convening this meeting. I know this is important, I think, to all of us. It's something I've been pushing to do since I was first elected, and it was one of the main reasons I sponsored the GEO bond to begin with back in 2018, knowing that this is, you know, an incredibly important park for our city, particularly this neighborhood, and it's, you know, almost 20 years or more in the making, and, you know, we made a commitment. It's needed, and it's going to be gorgeous. So, you know, we got to do everything we can to find the money. You know, for me, parks are great investments, huge ROI on the investments because they last forever, and it's the most egalitarian thing a city can do. Rich, poor, old, young, even animals enjoy our parks. And it's, you know, almost more than anything else we can do is build great parks and distinguish ourselves as a city for having green space and places for all people to enjoy, regardless of where you come from. So, you know, I want to make this happen.
Okay.
And Commissioner, thank you for being creative and having this meeting.
Absolutely. Commissioner Rosen-Gonzalez, you're recognized.
Yeah, similar to Commissioner Areola, I've also been involved with this park for a very long time. At one point in like 2016, we saved the design of the park with Saviano. So I feel very, very close to this park, and I think it's going to be transformative for the entire area. And we're finally doing it, Elena. I see you there in the audience. We have, this park, we've grown old since we started talking about this park, the two of us. So yes, get it funded however we can. Well, how long is it going to take to find out the grant funding?
Well, we're supposed to get this month the recommendations from FDEP to which projects, that's who it's through, which projects they're recommending for funding. So we'll know pretty quickly where we are in the hopper and if it's federal versus state funds, because that has an impact as to whether or not we want to accept the grant.
My only other comment is that, wow, it's really expensive. It's crazy the price of a park right now.
Well, I can say it's better than the second bidder.
Really? How much was the other bid, out of curiosity?
$47 million. And we only had two bids.
Wow. Okay.
Kathy, I have a question about funding in terms of where we're getting the funds. If memory serves me, when we did the November 30th meeting, the true up of the last year, we added about $5 million to the capital budget. I think we have around $16 million. Is that right?
That is correct, Commissioner. I was going to actually mention that we're confident that we can find the funding when we need to, because we did have that year-end amendment, and the amount in that fund is 16. I think it's 16.7, correct? 0.8. And this is 9.2 using of the fund, so we will have more than enough to do this project.
Say that. So we've got 16.8 because we had agreed as a body previously to have a hold the capital and you do it on a one by one by one. But so 16.8. But you're saying how much do we need for this? You said 9. I thought it was 13.
It's 13, but of that fund you were looking at, because of approximately four.
Because we're getting four
from the stormwater from the Bayshore neighborhood.
So I only need about what,
9.2.
So, okay, we've got the funding. So the chair will entertain a motion if somebody wants to move the item. Move it. So Commissioner Rosen-Gonzalez is second, and I am in full support. So it's unanimous. We'll send it to the commission for the 14th of December with a unanimous favorable recommendation that we accept the recommendation of the administration and fund it from the capital budget that we have the funds that are already allocated. So we'll allocate from that. So any other business? It's not a public comment, but come on up. I'll take a public comment. Go ahead.
Hi, Yelena Dimitriadis on behalf of Bayshore HOA. First of all, I want to thank all of you guys. Like Commissioner Areola and Kristen Gonzalez pointed out, it's been 20 years in the making. You know, my kids were in diapers when we started this. So just to clarify, so I know what to send out as an email to the rest of Bayshore and city people, this is going back in December now on the 14th to commission, yeah. On Wednesday to commission. And at that point, when it's approved, what time frame are we looking at a shovel in the ground?
The next step, the offeror is holding open their offer for 6 months. So if it's favorable at the commission, then we will authorize the administration to move forward with finalizing a contract. And then we're applying for a grant. For up to $3 million.
No, I
and
saw
so
that in the writing.
The contract can't be awarded, but it will be awarded before April. Otherwise, the offeror could withdraw their offer, and I don't think the body wants that to happen. So, David, we're going to know on the $3 million by February, or
I mean, in your analysis here, it says by May and approval from governor, not till July. So I'm just asking because you know. If we're going by that time frame, we're looking at maybe end of next year or something like that, a starting point, which, you know, it's like
delayed. If it does take that long and we are ready to move forward with the contract, which probably likely will happen, then we'll be coming back to the commission because we're not recommending delaying the project for the grant. We're just trying to keep as long as possible if we can get the grant. But if David is ready to move and we don't have grant in hand, then we'll come back to the commission
David
to appropriate the funds.
I mean, David said he's certain that the person that put the bid in, Buslam, is going to be willing to sign.
They have a bid bond and they're required to honor the bid that they have, which is good for 6 months after that date. So I don't expect them to. They're the same contractor that's working right now in North Beach Oceanside Park. They're doing a very nice job, and they've been working very nicely with us, so we're optimistic.
So let's hope that by no later than February you have an answer, and whatever the answer is,
we have a way forward.
Yeah, the grant, we're going to know on the grant by when?
We're going to know the DP recommendation by December. It really does have to travel through the legislative process, and then ultimately the governor approve. So that could take till summer. And if David is ready to go before that, which in all likelihood he will be, in case there's a hiccup, then we could get the grant.
So
but if he's ready to move, we'll be back to appropriate the funds.
So regardless of the grant, if David says, hey, in March we're ready to start breaking ground,
you're going to give me the extra $3 million, right? So here's I get the nuance in that we don't want to appropriate the funds right now because if we do, then we can't even apply for the grant. So that's the problem, and that's why it's being done, and it's smart the way it's being done. But if there's a problem with the grant, I have a feeling that the body will allocate the additional funds. We'll find that. Another way that we can do it, and I don't want to start exploring that option right now, but another way to do it is we could – descope approximately $3 million of the contract, sign the contract, and then do an amendment after the grant to add the $3 million back. And that's something we can look at with legal. You know, that's another way to do it because we don't want to delay this. So we'll hear it on the 14th, and then I think that we probably, we'll recommend also to get a status update for the February 1st commission meeting. And so is that okay if we do that, guys? So expect to...
Yes. We have Commissioner Fernandez and Karen Revo with their hands up.
Okay, great. Let's hear from Commissioner Fernandez. Go ahead, Commissioner. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, colleagues. And I want to thank this body, this city commission, and especially this finance committee, ever since the start of this this budget process, this entire city commission has made it a priority to fund this park, and continuing on your years long commitment to it, Commissioner Richardson, Commissioner Arriola, and as well, Commissioner Rosen Gonzalez. So I just want to thank you guys. I remember the first budget hearing, we listed it as a priority. Staff has worked on it, and I just want Jelena and the neighborhood to know on the body's commitment, true commitment to find the funding and allocate that funding if the DEP grant or the state grant, I'm sorry, the state grant doesn't come to fruition, because that has been the actions of this body to support this park, to support its funding, and making sure that this contract does move forward. So I thank you guys, colleagues, for convening this special meeting today so that this could be taken up ahead of the commission meeting. And I apologize for not being there in person, but I wanted to at least call in, thank you guys personally for this, and assure the community and Jelena that the funding, if the grant does not come through, will continue working to fill that gap after the state goes through its legislative process.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much for this.
You're
this
welcome.
I really appreciate it.
Sure. No, listen, I think everybody in the community should recognize that we are prioritizing this today, because the truth is I've got a whole bag of other projects that could use about $50 million right now. So the fact that we're allocating a good piece of what we have left for this fiscal year should be indicative that, you know, we're really doing something specifically for this project, and that we recognize the importance
of it. I
really
appreciate it, Commissioner Richardson. Thank you so much.
So I understand Chairwoman Revo is also in the queue. Could we put her through? Karen, how are you?
Good afternoon, everyone. Karen Revo, Chair of the Geobond Oversight Committee. I just want to, first of all, say thank you to the commissioners and to staff for prioritizing the Bayshore project. This has been a very big priority for the committee, and last week you hopefully received the LTC emphasizing that we want this to move forward. So I just want to continue to encourage you to stay on this project. This neighborhood deserves it, and it is going to be a beautiful project, as Commissioner Arriola said. So thank you on behalf of the Oversight Committee, and whatever we can do to move this forward with you, let us know. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen. So we're going to move it forward for the December 14th with a favorable recommendation, and we're going to also put it on, I want to put it on the February 1st meeting for a status update. And then, Rick, if you can, for the February 1st, do some research and look into this possibility that if we don't get the grant, we can somehow de-scope $3 million and then do an amendment later, so that otherwise we're going to have to spend another $3 million out of city funds. And so if we can find a creative and legal way to do both, I want to do that. Okay, go ahead, David.
One thing that we did include in the bid is we do have what we call, you know, deductive alternates that add up to almost about $2 million.
Okay.
However, I think this becomes more of a procurement legal matter, and it would be if we awarded for the full amount, I guess at that point it almost seems like the only way to do it is through a change order of sorts to deduct the scope.
I think we should get into that later, because we also have the fact that the grant is restricted to stormwater components.
Right.
So
yeah, we don't need to. Yeah, there's research that we can be done, and we can have conversations, and we'll, if need be, we'll do that on February 1st. But let's move it with the recommendation, and seeing no action before the no other action, we'll adjourn the meeting. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, colleagues.